Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
A yellow level 2 warning has been issued for severe thunderstorms. That's over the extreme southwestern parts of Gauteng, as well as the eastern parts of both the northwest and the Free State. Isolated showers and thundershowers can also be expected in Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Pretoria, Mbombela and Rustenburg up to 28, Joburg 27, Emalahleni 26 and Polokwane up to 30 degrees.
Tanay Buerta, I hope I said your name correctly, says good morning. On the corner of Rousseau Street and Rubida Street in Pretoria East, there is an accident involving 3 cars.
Ekurhuleni emergency services are also now rushing to the scene after a bus crashed on the R21 North. That's near the OR Tambo International Airport. There are reports of passengers trapped in the bus with multiple injuries. As you've heard in Felicity's traffic reports, motorists are urged to rather avoid that scene. And an investigation is underway after an oil tanker and a container ship collided off the British coast in the North Sea yesterday, causing a massive fire. 36 crew members were rescued, with one unaccounted for. The collision involved the US-registered Stena Immaculate, which was transporting fuel on behalf of the US military, and the Portuguese-flagged Solong ship, which was carrying 15 containers of the chemical sodium cyanide. I'm Khadija D'Souza, back with news at 8.
Well, this cricket storm is continuing to brew. The Warriors have vowed to fight the points deduction handed to them by Cricket South Africa. CSA docked the Eastern Cape team points and gave them a hefty fine in the one-day cup for not adhering to the governing body's transformation policy. As a result, the Warriors will not be involved in tomorrow's qualifier match. Because the infringement occurred against the Dolphins, the KZN side have been given those 4 points for the win. The winner of the qualifier will face Poland in Sunday's final. Newcastle United prepared for the Carabao Cup final with a victory at West Ham United last night. That moves them up to 6th in the Premier League. Round 4 of the Varsity Cup yesterday in Potch, Northwest University Eagles stunned the defending champions Shimla's 59-14 in Potch. Tucks ran riot in the second half of their match against CUT in Bloem, winning 63-26. UJ continue to search for their first win of the season. They fell short against Marty's and Joburg, and Ikey's dominated Wits 73-17 at the Green Mile. Two-time defending champion Carlos Alcaraz powered past a Canadian Denis Shapovalov to continue his march towards an Indian Wells three-peat. The world number 3 through to the last 16 alongside Taylor Fritz, who saw off Chilean Alejandro Tabilo. Francisco Cherundolo beat Potich van der Zandschulp and will next play Alex de Minaur, who cruised past Hubert Hurkacz. Unlike the men's draw, the top 5 women seed also safely through to the fourth round after victories for world number 1 Aryna Sabalenka, Coco Gauff and Madison Keys. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Is it just me, or do we need a translator for his sport?
Yes, absolutely. Every single
there
one.
There was a moment there, like, what is...
This is people's names, people.
No,
what sport was that?
Tennis.
Oh.
Of course, I mean...
No.
Sure.
Which name?
Slofsch.
Van der Zandschulp. Bottich van der Zandschulp.
You're van der Zandschulp.
You're not one. Bottich.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.